It hasn't rained for 18 months, was what the native said upon our arrival. Our first few months were certainly enough rain to make up for the long drought. And what seems queer, it has rained quite often ever since then. We discredit much of what we hear since becoming accustomed to the local boosters. As you doubtless saw in the journal, we all enjoyed a mess of possum some time back. If you've never tried it, go east of Smelter Hill and procure a prairie dog. When both are skinned, we doubt if you can tell the difference. As to taste, well, try the dog. We think him a cleaner and more palatable animal. Our cook, J.H.J., is the fellow who made the army bean famous throughout the whole regiment. On Bean Day, we were sure to have visitors aplenty. On one hike, Snyder, official mule packer for the occasion, tied Protargol to a sunflower stalk, and the blame mule ate the stalk and was absent from the roll call next morning. Speaking of eats, Mrs. J.P. Murphy and Mrs. J.T. Kennedy furnished frequent bits of home cooking to lessen the monotony of army grub. To them, we are truly grateful. Sherman was right. We want Frank Kramer to hold a job for us on his ditch-digging gang, as we feel that we have had some practice along that line. So Fane Divin made Wassahill on high. If we go over the hill, we could determine Leavenworth if caught. After most of the cold weather had gone, we housed our tents. Now they are warm enough for Dakota. After a series of very exhausting experiments covering a few months' time, Oliver Nielsen has arrived at the conclusion that adhesive plaster has a tendency to stick. Oh yes, we are ordered home. Hardly seems possible, but they assure us that we leave for the United States about February 18th. We all took the big maneuver, except Adif Butner, who was in charge of the hospital during our absence. We have heard that our former friend, Ed Platt, has taken it on himself to care for the war widows we left behind. We are coming home, Ed. Better look out. Harold Rugg and Oliver Nielsen spent a couple of days at Corpus Christi, the famous summer resort of Texas. When passing the local youth along the road, the South Dakota boys started yelling, "Join the army and see Texas on foot. Give your vacation to your country. We belong to the South Dakota Walking Cavalry," and similar caustic remarks. The December issue of the Pahasapa found its way all the way down here, and surely was a welcome visitor. We are watching with interest the outcome of the present legislation being agitated for a larger school of mines. Here's luck to you. Flocks of wild geese were seen heading north on February 8th. Spring's coming. Our monotonous existence is brightened by our excellent band. If you ever get a chance to hear them, help them out by attending their concert. They are worth hearing. Well, we're hoping to be with you at a very early date, and to tell you what we have not room to write. So, with the good luck, we are 4th South Dakota Regiment Infirmary, San Benito, Texas.